right now from Vanderbilt. Head coach Kevin Stallings, Derek Byers, Dan Cage, and Shane Foster. Coach Stallings will begin with an opening statement, then we'll take questions for the Vanderbilt student-athletes.
Well, it was a terrific college basketball game, and we're very disappointed to have not come out on the good end of it. But I'm very proud of our team and very proud of all the individual players and their spirit and their competitiveness how they gave us a chance to win this game. It's always disappointing when you lose one like that, because you can go over so many things in your head of things that might have gone differently. But the bottom line was they made one more play than we did, and we needed one stop and a rebound, and we couldn't get it there at the end. Their kid made a heck of a play, and they get to keep playing and we don't. So we congratulate them, but it doesn't diminish or detract from my pride and our basketball team. I wouldn't feel any better about my basketball team if that shot had missed and we had won the game. We'd be a little happier right now, but that doesn't change anything about the way we played.
If you have a question for the Vanderbilt student athletes, please raise your hand and we'll bring the microphone to you. Right down in the front.
Yeah, this is for Derek. Ron Higgins, Commercial Appeal, Memphis. Can you talk about when you fouled out Hibbert? Did you think that the momentum was shifting right there for y'all?
I thought so. I thought when we got him out the game, because he was a low down there at the start of the second half and in particular, and he kind of exerted his will down there, got a lot of tip-ins and offensive rebounds, things of that nature. And, I mean, when a guy like that goes out, it makes it easier for you to try to seek driving opportunities to the lane and feed your post player some more. So, yeah, we thought that, but they have a heck of a, they got a bunch of good guys on their team.
Staying right in the middle.
Maurice Patton, the Tennessean out of Nashville. Shane, can you kind of talk about that last sequence right there? I think you were there kind of trying to double Green at the end.
Well, we kind of knew the ball was going to him. He's a great player, obviously player of the year in his conference, and I just tried to do my best to defend him, and we got the double team there. He's a great player. He made a great shot.
If you have a question for the Vanderbilt student athletes, please raise your hand. We got one right down in the front on the left right here.
Brett Haight, Nashville City Paper. Dan and Shane, when you lose a game like this, sometimes you hear people say, I'd rather lose by 20 than lose with 2 seconds left. Is it harder because of this, or how do you take it when it's just so many what-ifs and it comes out of that last shot?
Well, it feels bad now because it was a close game, and you're thinking about the things that, didn't go our way. And when you lose by 20, usually it's a whole game of not playing well. Today, I think we had a lot of guys play well, so it's a little bit tougher to swallow right now. But in the grand scheme of things, I would hate to think back, 15 years from now and think that, my last college game was a game that we didn't even play well. We didn't even put forth a fight. So, like Coach said, I'm proud of our guys. I'm proud of my teammates and the coaches. And things just didn't go our way today.
Right back to the middle.
Dan, you guys have talked all year about getting games into those late situations, just like what you all had tonight. Can you just kind of talk about your feeling there around the 4-minute mark and taking it down the stretch from there?
At 4 minutes, if the game's within 5 points either way, our team kind of looks at each other and basically you can call it arrogance, but we think we got the game won. We just got a bunch of veteran ball players on our team, and all season long we've made plays and we've won games like that. So this feeling right now is a little bit foreign to us. I'm to be perfectly honest, I'm a little shocked. I'm surprised right now more than I am upset. It's just unfortunate, but you take your hat off to them. Like Coach said, they made one more play than we did, and that's why they are where they are, and that's why we are where we are.
if you have a question, right down in the front here.
Ron Higgins, Commercial Appeal. Can you just talk about the team defense y'all played on Georgetown, particularly on the inside, how the scrambling and the backside helped, the doubles came from the blind side, they couldn't really see, just all the stuff y'all did just to kind of hang around.
Derek, you want to take that?
We're not the biggest team, you know, so what we do is we try to make it difficult for their postman when they catch it, try to swarm them and make it difficult for them to get a good shot off or, you know, an easy pass out. So that was our defensive scheme, and it worked very well in the first half, and you know, in the second half when we decided to do it, it worked well too.
Any further questions for the student athletes from Vanderbilt? Down to the front on the left here.
Chris Lee, Danny, VandySports.com. Dan, they obviously had you outside. You had a tough matchup, but you pulled out 17-7 tonight. Talk about how you were able to do that despite, you know, being guarded by guys a lot bigger than you all night and having to match up against guys on the other end a lot bigger than you.
Well, all year I've been matched up against guys that are bigger than me. That's what happens when you're not a very big guy. You know, it's funny, I get some credit for being, you know, tough and hanging with some of those bigger guys, but really it's, you know, I've got a lot of help. I've got two and three guys right there next to me, you know, making sure, discouraging that player from really trying anything, especially in the low post. As for 17-7, you know, I don't know, that might look nice or something, but it wasn't enough. And, you know, we had a lot of other guys make huge plays tonight, and I don't know, just a disappointing finish, I guess, for us, but couldn't be happier with our guys and the teammates and my teammates and the way they battled tonight. Right back to the middle.
Shane, I know it may not be a good time to think about it, but can you just kind of project into next year what type of momentum this kind of run gives this team?
More than anything, it teaches us that if we stay together, then anything's possible. You know, we have a lot of guys that really bought into team chemistry. And I think our team chemistry this year has been the best ever as far as I've been here. And we can definitely carry that into next season.
We have a final question for the Vanderbilt student athletes on the line.
Derek, along those same lines, what do you guys feel about what you're kind of leaving behind, just getting this program back into the tournament as a senior as you leave? What sense of maybe legacy are you guys going to take with you over this season?
I guess we take, you know, with us that we were able to exceed, you know, a lot of expectations on other, you know, the other people had of us. You know, we were able to battle adversity and come out with a lot of success, I guess. And, you know, it just shows what can happen if you stay competitive in practice, you stay, you know, working hard, and, you know, hopefully, you know, the underclassmen saw that and we'll buy into it for next year.
Guys, we want to thank you very much. Derek, Dan, and Shane will now return to the Vanderbilt locker room, which is open for a few more moments. If there are any questions for Vanderbilt coach Kevin Stallings, please raise your hand. We'll stay right down in the middle.
Kevin, what did you see on that last Georgetown offensive play, and did you possibly see a turnover?
Well, I thought that we anticipated what they were going to do. We told them they'd go back door first, and then they would post green, so we knew what was coming. And I thought we defended the play fairly well, and then he you know, he made a tough shot. It looked like we had him covered up, and I'm certainly not going to take away from the dignity and of this game. And I haven't seen the replay. Don't care to. He made a great shot. The officials didn't see anything, so there must not have been anything. And the young man made a terrific play, and we're just disappointed that the ball went in the basket.
Coach on the left, same question. Is there another question for Coach Stallings? Right down in the front here.
Yeah, Ron Higgins, Commercial Appeal. Kevin, have you had a team play harder than that and play better team defense in a game like that?
Well, I didn't. Our team has played hard like that all season long, Ron, and that's why you know, we were a whisker away from being in the final eight because of how hard they played and how well they played together. And I don't know that I've ever had a team overcome as much adversity and stay together and accomplish what this team has accomplished. And for that, I'm very proud. But our defense was not as good in the second half as it was in the first half. I thought our effort was just as good. We didn't get enough rebounds, and there were some other things that happened that that sort of led to our demise. But nevertheless, I thought that we played with great effort, great emotion, and I wouldn't have expected anything less because that's the way these guys practice.
Coach, right down here to the right.
Coach Jared Amato, Vanderbilt Hustler. Talk about how much you're going to miss these three seniors and how much they've meant to you this season.
Well, I'm going to miss them a great deal, all three of them. And all three of them, even at the end here, were playing the best basketball of their lives. And that's what happens when you have a really successful year. You know, Dan and Ted were able to be a part of two Sweet 16 teams, which is really a nice thing. Derek obviously had some major league accomplishments in his couple of years with us. So I'm going to miss them greatly, and I've never been prouder of a group of seniors than I am those three guys.
Down to the left here, Coach.
Kevin, obviously been well documented where you guys came from this season to get to here, but going forward, what does a run like this do for a program just moving into the future?
Well, you hope it gives you momentum, and you hope that you can capitalize on it, you hope that the young guys in the program, from the juniors on down, I hope they learned how to do it right from those three seniors, because they showed them how to do it right. And they showed them how to lead. They showed them how to follow. They showed them how to compete on an everyday basis. And if we take those lessons and continue to apply them, which I know we will, then this should give us a good shot in the arm and good momentum as we head into next season.
Down to the right, Coach.
The way you guys have played late in games throughout the season, Dan said he was surprised. Were you surprised that with a game on the line like that, you guys didn't come out on top in a one like this?
Well, we are a little surprised, quite honestly, because we've grown very accustomed to winning those games, and I thought we would win that one. I thought that when Dan, I mean, how courageous was it for Dan Cage to step to the foul line with 14 seconds to play, being behind one and making two huge free throws? I mean, if we had won the game, that would be a big deal right now. And I mean, it takes an incredible amount of courage to step up and do that, and he did it like it was water off a duck's back. And so, you know, again, it's tough to be in this position. We were surprised. We've spoiled ourselves. They have spoiled me, because we've won close games all season long, and we happen to not win this one.
Any further questions for Coach Stallings?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Coach.